Today in Mishneh Yomi, we're learning chapter 4 of Shavuot, Mishnayot 3 and 4. Shavuot Eidut Ketzad. What is the process of an oath of a witness? Again, as we mentioned yesterday, this is somebody who knows testimony and the litigant wants him to come testify, and now he's making an oath denying that he knows anything about the case. So the Mishnah explains, Amar Lishnayim, the litigant says to the two people who know the testimony, they saw the event, Bo Heiduni, come to court and testify on my behalf. You know, tell them I don't owe the money, tell them I paid the money, or whatever it is. And they answer him, Shvua she'enanu yodin lecha eidut. We make an oath, a shvua, that we do not know about you any testimony. O she'amru lo, einanu yodin lecha eidut. Or they tell him simply, we don't know anything about the case. You know, and then he says in reply, Mashbia ani aleichem, I want you to swear about that. V'amru amein, and they answer amein, we're confirming, we're affirming the statements, the shavua, hare elu chayavin, then they can be liable if in fact they did know something about the case. As we said at the end of chapter 3, that somebody else imposing an oath to confirm a statement or a fact that Reuven just made, Shimon can say, oh yeah, mashbiacha, swear about it. If Reuven then says amen, it would confirm and bind him in that oath. Now, what if the litigant keeps bothering these guys? The Mishnah goes on, hishbia aleichem chamisha pa'amim chutz lebeitin. He asked them to make an oath 5 separate times before they even got to court. And every time they made an oath, or they made an amen, affirming the oath that they don't know anything about the case. Ubo lebeitin, and then they actually got into court, v'hodu. And these two witnesses admitted that, in fact, they do know testimony on behalf of the litigant, paturim. They are actually not liable for violating the oath. And in this case, the 5 oaths, they're not on the hook for anything because it only applies to witnesses who deny in court itself. That was the opinion of the sages in the first mission in this chapter. Kafru, if they get into court and they still deny it, chayavim al kol achat v'achat, they could be on the hook for each of the 5 oaths they made before they got into court. The Mishnah adds a similar case, hishbia aleichem chamisha pa'amim bifnei beitin. The kafru. He's asking them to make an oath. He's adjuring them to swear they don't know 5 times while they're in court. You know, apparently the court's issued a summons for these guys to show up. The kafru, they deny it. Einen chayvin ela achat. They're only liable to bring 1 offering. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason? You know, there could be 5 oaths and in court, and they're only on the hook for 1. He says, ho'el ve'einam yecholim lachazor lehodot. Because once they testify in court, they can't retract and then testify again something different. So they're not eligible to change their testimony, so they're only on the hook for 1 oath, not more. Now on to Mishnah Dalet. And in Mishnah Dalet, it's important to remember you need 2 or more witnesses to testify. So how about this case? Kafru shnehem ke'achat. Both of them denied at the same time. You know, they might have said no at the same time, or they might have said it within 3 seconds, about 3 seconds. And halacha is considered toch kedei dibor, the time it takes to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. It's considered within close enough to be the same time. So both of the witnesses were asked to testify. They both made an oath or affirmed someone's oath, saying they don't know at more or less the same time. Shnehem chayavim, they're both on the hook for violating the oath if, in fact, they knew some testimony. Bezei achar zei, if one of them affirmed the oath and then it was 10 seconds later, a minute later, that the other one did so, harishon chayev asheni pater. The first witness in the set, he's liable for violating the oath. The second one is not, because you always need 2 witnesses. So once the first witness has shvuad himself out of being a witness, then if the second one does the same thing afterwards, it doesn't actually remove the ability to testify because the first witness already destroyed the set of 2 witnesses that would be required. The Mishnah adds, Kafar echad v'hoda echad, one witness denied knowing, and the other witness admitted that he knew testimony. Hakofer chayev, the one who's denying, is liable for violating the oath. The Mishnah adds, Hayu shtei chitei edim. What if there are two sets? A kat is a set. There's two sets of witnesses. So there's four guys who could be witnesses, but they were in two different groups at the time. They bring some interesting cases in Makot and in Sanhedrin. What if there's an event happening in the middle of the street and there are people watching out the windows? And there's two guys on one side of the street, two guys on the other side of the street, and the event is taking place in the middle. You could technically, yes, have two different sets of witnesses to the same event. So in this case, the Mishnah says, Kafa Rishona, if the first set, or one guy in the first set, denies knowing testimony through a Shavua, V'alchar Kach Kafa Shnia, and then the second set, or someone in the second set, denies, Shtehen Chayavot. They're both on the hook. Because even though the denial of the first set undid that set, the testimony could still be obtained through the second set of witnesses. And now they're denying, so they're also liable for their denial. As the Mishnah concludes, Mibnesha Edu, because the testimony Yachole Itkayim Bishtehim could have been established through either of the sets. So if either set, you know, declares and swears that they're not testifying, then they're on the hook. Shkoyach Shabbat Shalom.